Chuck Chad Freestyle for August 20th, 2016. Dog days of podcasting, keep rolling on. Hello, doggies. It is Saturday, and about 2 years ago, I put together a report on one of our systems at work that said, who has been let go or quit or terminated or left on their own accord? Who is no longer active in the system in the last week? And I don't know what the heck is up with this report, but it's catching like nobody. I mean, I get one or two entries a week, and I know for a fact, because I checked the data, that people are leaving. It's sort of a morbid thing that I do, is check where am I in the overall rankings of employee status. And because when I started, I was like employee 199, but due to attrition, there were about 175 people at the company. Now there's over 4,000. So there's been more attrition. And one of the guys who was employee number like 90, not a year or so, a couple of years ahead of me, had left. Very sad that to see him go. But he'd made his millions and he's moving on. He's retiring. Guy looks like he's about 40. It must be nice. I joined the company at a very young age, according to the companies, before we went public. And while I didn't make millions, I certainly have had the benefit of being able to pay off some debts and, you know, that sort of thing. So it's Saturday morning rolled around. I got the report. I went, who are these people? There's like one in finance and one in marketing. And no, it wasn't even marketing because I was looking for somebody specifically in marketing. And I went, where's Matt? And then I went to the list and I said, well, yeah, his record was updated. He was deactivated on the 17th. So maybe I better go back and check this report because it's garbage. I keep getting it every week, and every week I forget to look into it. It's like, oh, there's the PDF. Let's take a look. Nope, nobody there. So I did the math, and if you multiply out, I think I'm now number 70 from the top. If you list everybody out from number one through whatever of all the active employees, which is kind of cool. I seem to be in a rather destructive mode today. Accidents happening left and right that are breaking things. But I'm also repairing things as well. It started this morning. Let me give you the scenario of what happened in 2 seconds. Of course, I can't describe it in 2 seconds. I finished my bowl of cereal, put it on the counter, spoon in the bowl, had a glass of orange juice in one of those little jelly jar glasses. I love those things. I don't know why, but orange juice just tastes better to me out of those things. They're like 4 ounces, maybe. Or I think this one wasn't a jelly jar. It was more of a dried beef. Just a few inches tall, inch and a half in diameter. Love these little glasses, but I broke one today. We have tile floor. Those of you who've been here know kitchen and entryway and dining room is all tile. And since I moved in, I thought, boy, if something hits that floor, it is going to shatter. There's no hope of coming back from that. Because we had linoleum in the past, and we've had wood floors in the past. And sometimes you can get lucky, and a glass will hit the floor, and it won't break. Well, I turned and didn't realize I had bumped the bowl. And what caught my attention was the sound of the spoon jumping into the sink. But simultaneously, the glass was falling off of the counter. So my attention was drawn in the wrong direction. Otherwise, I may have been able to save it. But by the time I saw the spoon hit the sink, I also saw the glass hit the floor. And it hit and bounced. And it hit and bounced again. I thought, all right, this floor isn't as destructive as I thought. And on the third hit, it shattered, and it went everywhere. And I'm standing there in my bare feet. I went, oh, don't move. trying to watch where the major shards, and it's the little ones that get you, actually. Stepped away from it, went and put on some shoes, grabbed the broom, and I don't know how many times you can sweep and vacuum. One of those little suckers is going to show up in about a week and stab me in the foot just to get back at me. Most of it appeared to have gone under the kick plate, or the kickboard, or the cupboard. You know, that little toe kick? That's what it is, toe kick. That little alcove that's just under the cupboard on the floor. Swept and swept and swept, and probably some of it's hiding in the grout lines. But that was a bummer for this morning. I think I'm down to one of those little jars now. Now I got to go buy some more dried beef, which isn't always a bad thing. After that, I went to get a massage, and you got to get there dirt stupid early on Saturday because they don't take appointments. It's first come, first serve. And there's always this group of about three or four people that's there 6 a.m. or better. So I'm trying to get out the door by 6. Took about 10, 15 minutes to clean up the broken glass. Got there about 6:30, and I'm maybe fifth or sixth in line. So I brought my laptop and worked on the show notes for tomorrow's podcast. Went in, and I haven't been there in about 3 weeks, and I don't know if I was dehydrated or what, but the girl who worked on me, it was like a bag of marbles on my back. It was crazy. She said, "How much pressure do you want?" I said, "As deep as you need to get rid of these knots." And she went at them. I wish we had 2 hours because I probably could have used it. I could tell she was working on, all I got to say is, trigger points. And they know exactly where to go and where to hit. And man, those trigger points were loaded today. Below the right shoulder blade, on the right shoulder blade, at the edge of the right, the neck was just, I forget what those ones that connect your neck to your upper shoulder, is that the trapezius? I think so. Those are like tight rubber bands. So feeling a bit better, not as messed up as I was a couple of days ago. Oh, again, I wish I could have 2 hours at that. Went from there to the barber because I need to get a haircut for Dragon Con. It's been about a month, and until recently, I had never been to a barber. This is something new in 2016 for me, and I think this is my third, maybe fourth visit. I had no idea how much they cost. I remember when I used to get haircuts from, what was it called? Cost Cutters in the Fox River Mall, maybe 25, 30 years ago. It was a long, long time ago. It was about 20, then 25, then 30. Like, so I expected to pay $40, $45 for a professional barber haircut. Nope, it was 15. I went, wow, and $5 tip. That's pretty good. I could do this. What we had been doing in the interim is I was keeping my hair short using the clippers. So you get a $20 wall clipper or some other clipper from electric clipper, you know, like a sheep shearer. And Donna would do it. She was getting good over the years, you know, trimming up the edges and getting around the ears. And we just pick a length or a quarter inch or 3/8 inch and go bzz, 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 bzz. In about 20 minutes, I'm all set for another 4 to 6 weeks. But this summer, I started growing it longer on top because I wanted to get some curl back, short on the sides, curly on top. Not a mullet. That's long in back. Come on. And I'm trying to think of who. I can't think of any famous people that have this hairstyle, but it's fairly common. And I know a few people at work that have it, so you can keep it professional looking. And, I mean, they not only trimmed up the sides and then hand-snipped the top, but took a straight razor and went around the back of the neck and the ears and the sideburns. And today, the guy, Nick, trimmed up, I don't know what you call it, but it's that area along the side of the sideburn, but above it. So, and he was going with his electric razor. Well, that's new. And then they'll trim your eyebrows, trim your ears. I know guys don't really talk about that much, but hey, it's part of grooming. And then he takes out this thing that looks like a random, not a random orbiting sander, but you know, one of those belt, not a belt sander. It looks kind of like a belt sander, only it's a big vibrating machine with a leather pad on it. And he gives me another massage. I'm like, oh. And Nick, he was there for a good couple minutes longer than the ladies were in the past. I'm like, keep going, buddy. Keep going. I could do this all day. You know, where the stuff in your line of vision starts to vibrate. It's like, oh yeah, you're vibrating my skull. That's awesome. So that was nice. Should be all set for Dragon Con. I wanted it nice and trimmed because I've got to put on that bald appliance for the parade, and I don't want a big hairy neck and a lot of hair to cover up. I want to keep it as neat and tidy as possible. I had thought of shaving my own head for that parade and just go completely bald. And Donna said, that's okay, you can do that. First of all, I'd still need to apply makeup because the skin tone of my hair, I've been wearing a hat, wouldn't match my neck, and you need to kind of blend things in so that I look like an old guy. The second thing is it would probably take me till Thanksgiving or Christmas to get any decent professional hairstyle back. So I just went, nope, not going to make that sort of adjustment for the parade. Well, we do have a planning session tonight for the Technorama Comedy Forecast live show. We've learned a few things since our last meeting. I think it was Monday night, of who can make it, who can't, and that's going to adjust our lineup, which adjusts our tasks of who's writing what and what are we doing. So looking forward to that. I mean, not the planning meeting so much, but the live show, really looking forward to that. And I hope to see you there if you are there. Again, room 202, 5:30 p.m. Friday night in the Hilton, room at the top of the escalators. Take a left and you'll find us. Afterwards, we'll do our Dog Days of Podcasting wrap-up, bottom of the escalators, drink beer, hang out, have fun, free awkward hugs, all that kind of stuff. It's a great time. The other thing that's going on with Dragon Con, and thank you to Amy for reminding me, I have not done an inspection of any of my cosplay stuff. yeah, cutting it a little fine there, Charles. So I pulled the things out just this afternoon just to make sure, do I have the bald appliance? Do I have makeup for the bald appliance? Do I have the pants? Do I have the shirt? Do I have the lab coat? Is everything still in usable order? Hopefully I washed it after I got home from Atlanta last year, which I did, thank goodness. I must have done that when I was sober. That's my new line. If something was already done and I was much smarter at that point, it must have been while I was sober, even if I'm sober now. The padding for my belly is there. I don't know if I'm going to bring the Star Trek J.J. Abrams shirt or not. I wore that a little around Comic-Con. The Fing Longer is definitely there. I want to make sure I had that. So I think we're also doing Men in Black. We're doing something Thursday night, and I have to make sure that matches what we wear to the live show Friday night. And you will find out why when you get to the show Friday night. So looks like most of the pieces are there. I think I actually better put it on each costume, two or three, whatever I'm doing. Each one of them I have to put on just to make sure I've got all the pieces and parts, because all it takes is you forget one ace bandage and your costume's ruined. It's like, oh, this doesn't stay up, or this isn't wrapped right. It's like, oh man, then you're scrounging around. And I know at Comic-Con in Phoenix, they had a cosplay repair station where you could quickly stitch a rip or duct tape a part or hot glue something on. And I thought that was kind of cool. That was in one of the rooms in one of the conference halls. I never had a need for it in the past. We always seem to do our own repairs. But I thought that was a really, really cool idea. And I'll have to look for that at DragonCon, see if somebody knows about that. If you know about that, cool. I'd love to hear about it. And then my final note is, where is the guy who's supposed to fix my side door on the garage? Oh, man. This is one of those projects I could have done by now, but I don't have a nail gun or an air compressor, and it would cost me almost as much to rent that stuff for a day and hang this dang door than it would for this guy to do it. So I could do it. I know I could. I called him back in July. I said, look, it's not an emergency. He goes, okay, it's not an emergency. I've got other things lined up. I'll get in touch with you. He measured the door, and I thought, we'll hear from him in a week or so. Nothing, nothing, nothing. We went to Michigan. Nothing, nothing, nothing. I called him when we got back from Michigan, and I said, hi, Richard, this is Chuck. You were going to fix my side door. I haven't heard from you in a while. Any news? Here's my number. Still didn't hear from him. So Donna pinged me today. She says, did that guy call about our side door? I went, no. So I called him again. Hi, Richard. Called you a few days ago. Love to hear from you. We'd love to get this fixed up soon. You know, here's my number. If he doesn't call me back in the next few days, it's time to move on to another guy. This is getting a bit ridiculous. I mean, I hope everything's fine. I mean, I don't want to be a prick and you know, oh, my wife died in a car accident kind of thing. You know, that's I did mention that in the voicemail because you have to wonder if somebody's not getting back and this is their livelihood, and it is. It's not just a sideline business for him. If he's not getting back, something may be wrong. I don't want to jump to conclusions that he doesn't know how to run a business. It could be something outside his control has taken him away from returning this call. So I hope everything's fine with him. I'd really like to get my door fixed soon, or I'll go on and find somebody else. So busy, busy, busy. A few final touches on the video machine. I did buy the webcam. I upgraded the webcam for mine. I wasn't satisfied with 4x3 on my main camera for me in the studio. I wanted 16x9. So Amazon had the Logitech C920 on sale for $62.99. Somebody at work just bought one. Looked great. So I said, well, I can do that too. Went to Fry's. Theirs was like $99. I said, you guys do price matching, right? They said, yeah. So I held up my phone. I said, there it is, $62.99. And got it for $62.99. Also picked up a couple of CR2032. Those little watch button batteries. They're not four watches. It's about the size of a watch. Very common battery for a lot of things. As I was leaving for various errands this morning, the garage door opener wouldn't work. It wouldn't close the door. So I had to get out of the car, go back into the garage, push the button, go back out of my stuck door that the guy hasn't repaired yet, get back in the car, and then leave. So while I was out and about, I stopped at Fry's. When I was picking up the webcam, I also picked up four of these batteries. Those things are stupid expensive for what you get. I think I got four for $7. Unfortunately, that was the problem. And usually what happens is you replace a battery, still doesn't work, and now you find out you got a dead garage door opener and a bunch of expensive batteries you didn't need. Well, I'm sure I'll need them eventually. The trick is finding them when you need them again. So if you buy them in a pack, it's kind of like bulbs for your car. You know, you buy a two-pack of blinkers, and how often you repair a blinker bulb? Once every 6 years? I got to remember where those darn things are. Fortunately, we have a box in a specific place labeled new batteries. So anytime we buy new batteries, we throw them in there. And if it's not in there, it's not anywhere. So if you're looking for AAAs, or you're looking for those weird ones that we've got on our solar lights outside, or you're looking for the 2032s or the 2025s that go in some of the remotes around here, they're in there. Again, if it's not there, you'll find it. You won't find it. You have to go order it or buy it. That's my battery story, and I'm sticking to it. Everything is cool. I've got to head off to church. I was going to talk about food. I'll have to talk about food tomorrow because it was a great cooking day. That'll be a story for tomorrow because I have to finish the recipe. Maybe I'll do a second episode tonight, and that'll count as tomorrow. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Because I know a lot of you guys on the dog days like your stories about food and cooking. And since I am a bachelor, I'm doing the food thing too. It's not all just cup of soup and pizza, pocket pizza. So I don't even want to eat those anymore. I try to eat healthy or healthier while my wife is away. So I will talk to you again later. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the dog days. Dogdays of podcasting.com, chuckchat.com. Bye now. 101.